KansasInformationNetwork.com/match.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Leaders of Kansas's Republican-controlled legislature backed off a threat to sue Governor Laura Kelly for vetoing parts of the GOP education funding bill, saying Thursday they still doubt the legality of her actions, but now question whether a court challenge would be worth it. Kelly nixed items in a $6 billion measure. And the Liberal City Commission met this week and made important decisions.
They approved a new bus purchase for City Bus, funded 80% by KDOT. They also agreed to buy the Lion Digital Training System and accessories with a $28,000 donation from Black Hills Energy. New police uniforms were approved using ARPA funds. They discussed making the animal shelter self-sufficient like Great Plains Angels for Animals. Plus, they approved a memorandum of understanding with the Liberal Area Coalition for Families to coordinate during weather disasters and fires. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
The summer is here, and you know it's going to stick around for a while. Neither you or your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbo fan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make those fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large, portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. Simply roll the breeze to your work spot. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. Get all of these Valley Vet fans online with same-day shipping and free freight at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com,
Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas unemployment rate remained at 2.9% in April, and that's with a hiring uptick of 300 in government positions and a decline of 500 people holding private sector jobs. The Kansas Department of Labor and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported on Friday that the estimate of joblessness held at the 2.9% level reported each month since November. Metropolitan areas in Kansas experienced slight declines in April, and the Kansas City market dipped to 2.8%. Kansas's rate surged in April 2020 at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic to 12.4%, but retreated to 3.5% in April 2021, and in April 2022, the rate stood at 2.4%. In the most recent 12-month period, the number of seasonally adjusted non-farm jobs, a combination of private sector and government employment, increased in the state by 32,100, and the majority of that growth, nearly 28,000 jobs, was in the private sector. State Labor Department economist Nathan Kessler said average hourly earnings for the private sector in Kansas had climbed 3.8% from April of 2022 to April of 2023. He said although inflation continues to grow faster than hourly earnings in the private sector, several industries have experienced growth in real wages, most notably in the manufacturing, leisure, and hospitality sectors. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said Kansas had 1.47 million employed residents and 44,000 unemployed residents. The Kansas State High School Activities Association, or KSHSAA, has recently announced that the 2024 state wrestling tournament will be held in Salina. In a news release, KSHSAA Wrestling Administrator Mark Lentz said that due to scheduling issues, the 2024 tournament that is normally held at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hays is being moved to the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. He said the KSHSAA completely understands the scheduling situation with Fort Hays State University, as they and the city of Hays have been and continue to be a great partner with the KSHSAA and their member schools. With the venue change for 2024, the format for the 3-2-1A boys, 4A boys, and 4-1A girls will be altered into a three-day tournament format, and the tournament will be held on Thursday, February 22nd through Saturday, February 24th of 2024. The KSHSAA also announced that the schedule will be released at a later date. Norton Lake in Norton County is in a blue-green algae warning, and a warning status indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure. Contact with the water body should be avoided. And when a warning is issued, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends precautions to be taken that include: signage should be posted at all public access locations. Inhalation of spray or aerosols may be harmful. Lake water is not safe to drink for pets or livestock. Lake water, regardless of the blue-green algae status, should never be consumed by humans. Water contact should be avoided. Fish may be eaten if they are rinsed with clean water and only the fillet portion is consumed while all the other parts are discarded. Do not allow your pets to eat dried algae. If lake water contacts skin, wash with clean water as soon as possible and avoid areas of visible algae accumulation. Blue-green algae looks much like other more common algae, but they're really a type of bacteria called cyanobacteria, and contact with high concentrations of the cyanobacteria can cause illness. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment samples recreational bodies of water for blue-green algae when they're alerted to a potential algae bloom, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment then issues a public health watch or public health warning based on either the presence of certain toxins, the number of cyanobacteria cells in the water, or a combination of the two. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Bureau of Reclamation cooperate with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment when a watch or warning is issued to alert the public about potentially harmful algae blooms. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs Office, or KCVAO, Veterans Cemetery Program, invites everyone to attend Memorial Day services on Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m. at the four state veterans cemeteries. All four state cemeteries, Fort Dodge, Fort Riley Manhattan, Waukene, and Winfield, will host services at the same time this year. All are welcome to attend and honor veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for this nation, and seating is limited, so please feel free to bring your own lawn chairs. Kansas Senate Bill 19 was signed into law in 1999, authorizing the construction of four state veteran cemeteries. The construction of the cemeteries was made possible by applying for and receiving a 100% funded grant from the Department of Veterans Affairs Federal Cemetery Grants Program. Fort Dodge was the first cemetery dedicated in 2002, and the last cemetery constructed, Fort Riley, Manhattan, was dedicated in 2009. The KCVAO has interred over 4,500 eligible veterans and family members in the four cemeteries. You can visit kcva.ks.gov/veteran-cemeteries for more information about the location of each cemetery. In April, Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas announced that they would be receiving updated technology thanks to a $2,171.50 grant from the Norton County Community Foundation. The technology will be utilized at the Frontier Developmental Center location and group living locations, which serve people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities in Norton. DSNWK will benefit from upgrades in its Google Meet hardware, Wi-Fi tablets, and security gateway and switches. And this technology will help bridge the distances within the 18-county region served by DSNWK. The experiences discovered in the recent pandemic further proved the need to meet and conduct appropriate aspects of services virtually. And because technology is ever-evolving, these updated hardware and devices will make DSNWK less vulnerable to security threats. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud stated that they are always looking for ways to improve their facilities and address the needs of both the people they serve and the staff who serve them. And these technology improvements will directly influence their lives. The peak of summer travel across our nation's highways is about to begin. The Kansas Highway Patrol and law enforcement partners across the state, including the Norton Police Department, will have additional enforcement now through June 4th for the annual Click It or Ticket campaign, which encourages seatbelt and child safety seat use for occupants of all ages. The Kansas Highway Patrol will be focusing on areas of occupant protection, impaired driving, distracted driving, and other traffic safety issues. And throughout this campaign, law enforcement will also educate and enforce the importance of being properly restrained inside vehicles, because buckling up is the simplest thing that can be done inside a vehicle to limit injury and save your life during a crash. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that he wants to thank the drivers that take their safety seriously and buckle up every trip. And he also wants people to know that in the interest of saving lives, day or night, the Norton Police Department is committed to vigorously ticketing violators of adult seatbelt and child safety laws, as well as other traffic infractions. Memorial Day is one of the busiest travel holidays in America, and everyone is reminded to make sure that all your travelers take the time to fasten their seatbelts, as those few seconds could be the ones that save your life or the life of someone you love. The patrol wishes all those traveling during the Memorial Day holiday weekend and throughout the summer safe travels, and if you need assistance on a Kansas highway, you can call the Kansas Highway Patrol for assistance at *47. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
When spring's officially sprung, make Baumgars your lawn and garden headquarters. We've got bulk grass seeds, including bluegrass, rye, red fescue, and pre-mixed blends, plus fertilizers from trusted brands like Scott's and Max Lawn. Don't forget to pick up a broadcast spreader, plus some hose and sprinklers while you're there. Get the green lawn you've always wanted with help from Baumgars. Family owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan was asked about the Supreme Court decision regarding Waters of the U.S. rule during a press briefing on Thursday. This, of course, in association with the rule handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Sackett v. EPA case. He was there promoting agency investments in West Virginia. Reporters asked Reagan for a response to the decision.
And obviously, the Supreme Court ruling is very recent, as early as this morning, and we're still combing through the implications. I am deeply disappointed that the court seemingly is taking away EPA's ability that has been standing for 50 years, but we're going to have to take a close look at that.
And Reagan stressed the importance of wetlands for water quality.
We know that wetlands are nature's water filters, and we know that many of our coal communities and many of our communities rely significantly on wetlands to reduce pollution, to reduce runoff, so that we can have good quality drinking water. There's no doubt that we are very disappointed, but we're going to take a closer look at what the ruling actually means. But let me be clear, we're going to continue to work as hard as we can to follow the law, but also to protect all communities and provide safe, affordable drinking water for every community in this country. That is our goal.
Those comments made yesterday by EPA Administrator Michael Regan after the Supreme Court ruling. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Sackett family, who challenged the 2015 EPA WOTUS. While the ruling doesn't immediately apply to the new WOTUS rule by the Biden administration, the court did say the new rule would not stand judicial scrutiny. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Showers and thunderstorms possible for a few parts of our state over the holiday weekend, mainly the western and central counties, while the weather pattern looks fair for the eastern counties with high pressure in charge. Near average daytime highs expected with slow warm-up on Saturday and Sunday. It looks like Memorial Day will be the warmest of the weekend. Precipitation chances will decrease for the western counties a little bit on Sunday and for the holiday, but a few pop-up storms or showers will still be possible, mainly in the afternoons and early evenings. On the map, upper-level high pressure is centered over the Great Lakes, but extending into the northern and some of the central plains. A frontal boundary is over northeast Kansas, and we have a flow of moist air coming in from the Panhandle region. Looks like our best rain chances today will be in the western and central counties. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected there. For the eastern third of our state, we have dry air in place, so we'll be getting some sunshine. Some cloud cover in the western counties will hold the temperatures in the 70s to about 80 this afternoon. We'll be in the low 80s in the east. Then looking at Saturday, a low-pressure lee trough will set up early in the day, and some moist air will be available for scattered showers and thunderstorms again for the western high plains, but otherwise we get fair weather. Sunday and Memorial Day, some late-day showers and thunderstorms may pop up in the western and central counties again, but sunny in the east and a little bit warmer. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-70s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Low 80s north central. Tonight we're in the upper 50s. Low 80s in the northeast counties and upper 50s for the overnight. Southwest mid-70s for the afternoon and mid to upper 50s tonight. Upper 70s and low 80s south central. Tonight we're in the upper 50s. And then southeast, low 80s for the afternoon, low 60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
for the greatest music under the sun?
Nailed it.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Love of